Last time on Left Behind.
Doc, it's a cross.
Yes, of course, Cameron, it is the seal.
Your wife, is she Mother Doe?
Right. Why?
Then I know who you are, so do they.
Mr. Ritz, are you up to a visitor?
Who is it?
It's, Herb Katz.
Are you the guy Mac talked to? David.
David Hasid. May I see your forehead?
Wait till we get inside.
Oh, this isn't an egg bug.
Is it time for the gloves to come off, Captain Steele?
This is not a press badge. This is a doctor's ID, and you are a doctor.
Based on Soul Harvest, the fourth book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 43 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Afternoon.
Doctor?
Room 335 is...
just up the corridor, but...
Thanks, I'll
find... But, Doctor, there's a security situation.
Secure?
Global community?
Right, I heard about that. Thank you.
Are you here to watch Doe and Ashton?
Any idea what the situation is?
None. Could be either one of them, or both, for that matter.
Hello?
Doctor?
Anyway, shouldn't be much longer. There's a contingent from Glenview coming pretty soon.
Glenview? That's Midwest Regional Staging. They really want to keep an eye on whoever's in there.
This is the site you'll want, Mac. Dr. Ben Judah puts message... Whoa.
What?
Well, this is unbelievable.
Oh, what is it?
There's hundreds, thousands of messages for the rabbi.
Huh. Wow, he's definitely got a following. That's gotta be bugging Carpathia.
Oh, here it is. The coming soul harvest. Tzion's recorded part of the message on video.
Greetings, in the matchless name of Jesus. My message for today is based on Revelation 8 and 9. I believe this earthquake, the foretold wrath of the Lamb, has ushered in the second 21 months of the tribulation. What is next? In Revelation 8:5, an angel takes a censer, fiddles it with fire from the altar of God, and throws it to the earth. What results is noise, thunder, lightning, and another earthquake. That same chapter goes on to say that seven angels with seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound sometime over the next 21 months.
The first angel will sound.
Second angel, third angel. Can we not silence this pedantic blather? Leon, how close are we?
We have few leads, sir. We're doing everything possible to locate...
Then we are not doing enough. I want him eliminated. Do you understand?
Sir, you have a message pleading with you to return the rabbi safely to Israel. They write, we're counting on you.
Let them beg.
But if you do grant their wish, sir, there may develop certain strategic advantages.
So, if we cannot eliminate him, then we will protect him and gain the approval of those who hold his message in such high regard. Interesting.
Revelation 7:9 says, after these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could number. These are the tribulation saints. In a later verse, the writer numbers the army of horsemen in a battle at 200 million. If such a vast army can be numbered, what might the scriptures mean when they refer to the tribulation saints as a great multitude which no one could number? Do you see why I believe we are justified in trusting God for more than a billion souls?
Excuse me, Doctor.
No, excuse me. Miss Ashton's alarm rang.
You're not supposed to.
Unless you want to be responsible for the death of my patient, you'll let me pass. That's better. Chloe, I'm here, hon. Chloe, it's Buck. Oh, good. Can you hear me? Chloe? if you can, squeeze my hand again. Okay, gotta think. Come on, Buck. Okay. Chloe, okay. I'll be right back. She appears to be out of danger for the moment, but we have a problem. Who told you Miss Ashton was in bed B?
We have nothing to do with the patients. Our responsibility...
So you're not responsible for this screw-up?
Absolutely not.
Sir, can you handle this post by yourself while this young man finds me a marker?
Certainly, sir. Craig?
Right away.
Chloe, I'm here. Chloe, it's Buck. Please, just let me know you're with me. Oh, God, why couldn't you have let this happen to me? Why her? Help me get her out of here, God, please. That's it. Oh, that's it, kid. I'm here. Yes. Chloe, it's Buck. Sweetheart, I don't know if you can understand me, but try to concentrate, okay? I'm switching your name with the woman's in the other bed. Her name is Ashton, and I'm pretending to be your doctor, okay? Can you grasp that?
I got you those.
What?
I got you those, and you broke them.
You're not thinking clearly, hon. Stick with me.
Dr. Rebecca.
Yeah, Chloe. Chloe, Dr. Buck, that's right, you know me.
Yeah, you should take better care of gifts.
What?
Glasses. You broke the ones I gave you.
My sunglasses. Yeah, I broke them trying to get the doc out. Listen. Honey, I switched the names on the door. Your...
Ashton.
Yes, and your first initial is A. What's a good A name?
Annie.
Perfect.
Annie Ashton.
Oh. Now, Chloe, who am I?
Buck. My doctor.
Oh, good. Now I just have to convince those two up there.
Doctor.
Yeah, hon.
The wristband.
The wrist? Oh, right. Right. Good thinking. I'll switch hers with yours. Hey, I may not be a real doctor, but I'd say this woman is no longer with us.
I heard that. Somebody's coming.
So you just let him in?
We weren't sure what to do, Dr. Lloyd.
Dr. Lloyd, hey, good to see you again.
Do I...
Well, I haven't seen you since that, what was it? That, must have been years ago.
Symposium.
Right, the one at,
In Bemidji.
Yes, you were brilliant.
Well,
And one of your kids was up to something, wasn't he? What was it?
I might have mentioned my son, who just got his internship.
Right, that's it. How's he doing?
Oh, wonderfully. We're very proud of him.
I bet you
now,
are.
Doctor...
I'll bet you are. Doctor, listen. I wonder if you could advise me. I prescribed this to a patient with a severe head wound, and he exceeded the dosage. What do you suggest?
Yeah, it is not that serious. He'll be sleepy for a few hours, but it'll wear off. Head trauma, you say?
Well, yeah, that's why I'd rather he not sleep.
Of course. You'll most safely counteract this with an injection of benzodrine.
Well, not being on staff here, I can't get anything from the pharmacy.
Well, yeah, here you are. Dr.
Cameron.
Of course, Dr. Cameron. Is everything okay here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no problem. I got it covered.
Well, then I'd better run. Great to see you again.
You too, Dr. Lloyd. Oh, and thank you.
Here you are, sir. The marker you wanted?
Yeah. Hey, and listen, Ashton is in bed A, not B. You guys need to be more careful. Here, take this. I'll be right back. This is gonna help, all right?
Hey, shouldn't you be wearing gloves to give a shot?
Now, this is an emergency, sir. You want to help me get him into this wheelchair?
Me?
Yeah, you. Here, grab his arm.
Oh, I got it.
Come on, get him. Hey, watch it. Put him down easy, all right?
Whoa, the brake's not on.
Whoa, hey, don't let go.
I can't reach it. Hey, look out.
Charlie Bravo. Oh. Base.
I got him.
Charlie Bravo. We have visual contact.
It's okay again. Ken, it's okay. Sorry, everybody. Sorry. We got it under control. Right, pal?
Aye.
We're under control now, right?
Hey, Roger. Tower, Charlie Bravo. Huh? 279er.
Ken.
Four.
Ken, come on, snap
three.
Out. Ken, I need your help. All right? You up to it?
Roger. Tower.
Ken, we need to take somebody to the morgue.
Huh? That is not Chloe, is it?
Ken, come on, Boom. You gotta keep your leg in the chair.
Oh,
come
sorry,
on.
Cap. Oh, that shot is working fast.
You feel up to playing an orderly?
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, just give me a minute. Man, can I get some of that to go?
Come on, buddy. We gotta find you a smock.
Doctor, we just got the call. A delegation is on its way from the airport, and...
They may not enjoy hearing this, but the patient you're guarding has expired.
Died?
Uh-huh.
Well, it certainly wasn't our fault. We...
No one's saying it's your fault. We need to take the body to the morgue. You can tell your delegation to find her there. Thanks for your service. You can get going now. Ken, meet Annie Ashton. I'm her doctor.
Dr. Buck. He broke his glasses.
Sounds like Annie and I are on the same juice.
Look, I'm going to wheel our friend here down to the morgue. Ken, you stay with Chloe. I mean, Annie, just in case.
In case what?
Well, in case those GC guys show up.
You mean I get to play doctor?
Just stay here. I'll be right back.
Let me get the door there. Doctor.
What's the number?
Room 335.
Hey, look alive, kid. We got company.
What do we do?
You just let me do the talking.
Why are there no guards here? It was a directive.
It's supposed to be in bed B.
Hey, two visitors at a time, please. And I'd appreciate you keeping it down.
B is empty.
Excuse me,
hey,
who is...
If you don't want typhoid fever, you better pull your face out of here.
Doctor, may we speak to you in private, please?
I can't leave my patient. I'm immune, but I can carry the disease.
Then, can you tell us the name of that patient?
Sure. Her name's on the door.
Helpful.
Is she conscious, sir?
If you're not a doctor, it's none of your business. Look, ask me what you need to know and get out, okay?
We were told Mother Doe was in that bed.
I'm not gonna stand here and argue. My patient is not Mother Doe.
You mind if we ask her?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do.
Ma'am, if you can hear me, tell me your name.
Annie Ashton.
Anything else?
Dr. Airplane.
Medication's getting to her. I'm Dr. Lalane, but we'd better not shake hands. All things considered.
Do you have any idea what happened to Mother Doe?
They wheeled the patient in this bed to the morgue. That's all I know.
And you say this lady has typhoid?
That's right.
I'm going to have our physician examine her.
Look, I don't know how they do it where you're from, but in this hospital, only the attending physician or the patient can ask for a second opinion.
We are from the global community, here under orders from His Excellency himself. And our doctor will examine this woman.
Buck, buddy, are we glad to see you.
Did they see Chloe?
I did the best I could.
Good.
They think Annie here has typhoid, but they're bringing another doctor up pretty quick.
Oh, terrific. We better hide her someplace and see if we can get her lost in the system.
Buck, why'd they name me Mother Doe?
You don't know.
No. Buck, am I pregnant?
Yes.
Is the baby okay?
Yeah, so far.
How about me?
Oh, honey, you're pretty banged up, but you're not in danger.
And typhoid's almost gone, I'd say.
Buck, what do these people want?
Oh, Chloe, it's a long story. Basically, they want to trade you for either Dr. Banjuda or Hattie. Or both.
Oh, great.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll get you out of here. If a real doctor examines you, though,
Shh. Listen.
What?
Oh, no. Somebody's coming. Quick, get behind the curtain.
Dr. Lalaine, this is our physician from Kenosha. He will examine your patient.
Look, I thought I made it clear.
I helped treat an unidentified woman yesterday who matched your patient's description.
I've already told these people who this patient is.
And we've already proven your story false. We've been to the morgue. We know this isn't Ms. Ashton. Look at these pictures. We think this lady is Mother Doe.
Well, there's one way to be sure. My patient had knee surgery as a teenager and an appendectomy scar. Hello. Just lie still, please. Huh. Well, the bruising is more extensive, and there are no scars. This isn't your woman.
This doctor said she had typhoid fever.
Nobody in this hospital has typhoid. I say that to keep people's noses out of my patient's business.
I want this man brought up on charges. He wouldn't
even... I'll talk to the chief of staff right away. I suggest you go through the admissions records again.
Let's get going.
I'll find you after I've talked to the chief of staff. Good day. I know who she is. Who are you?
He's Dr. Airplane.
Dr. Charles, meet my pilot, Ken Ritz. Doctor, have you ever been an answer to a prayer before?
It wasn't easy getting assigned to this, but I thought I might come in handy.
That is an understatement. I don't know how to thank you.
Keep in touch. I may need you someday. I suggest we transfer your wife out of here.
Can you arrange transportation to the airport?
Sure.
Come on.
Looks like Commander Leonardo is being stood up.
Matthews will take his sweet time. Just to make Fortunato sweat.
Listen, tell me about Carpathia. What else did he say to you?
Just that we'd have to make our own arrangements for Amanda.
Oh, Ray.
He said it's been confirmed that she was on board the PanCon and that they're not going to go after the wreckage.
Yeah, well... Carpathia doesn't know, won't hurt him.
Like what?
Like the dive we're gonna take and what's in the hold back there.
And what's that?
Challenger 3.
Please come in, Pontifex Maximus, and we'll get underway.
May I get a cold drink, Leon?
Certainly. And your staff?
Yes, something for them as well.
Fine, Pontiff Matthews. And then I think we really should
and
be...
And something to eat. Thank you, Leon.
Pontiff Matthews, we cannot move with unauthorized personnel on the plane.
Who is not authorized?
Your people.
These are my personal assistants. I go nowhere without them.
I'm going to have to check with His Excellency.
His Excellency?
Yes. I plan to talk en route...
How is it that Carpathia justifies using excellency?
It was not his choice.
Yes, and I suppose potentate wasn't his choice either. Secretary General just never did it for him, did it?
As I said, I wanted to discuss the new title with you.
Then let us get on with it.
Again, I am not authorized to transport uninvited guests.
Mr. Fortunato. You know as well as I that if you were to call His Excellency, he would be chagrined you even asked.
My title is not Mr.
No? Let me guess. You're Supreme something or other. Am I right?
Excuse me. I need to check this with His Excellency.
Chloe, look. There's a new email voice message here.
Chloe.
It's from Hattie.
Turn it up.
I hope this message gets to you. I don't know where to turn. I called Amanda's private number, but she hasn't returned the call.
Huh.
Chloe, I need your help. I told Nikolai I was going to see my family in Denver, but they're really in Santa Monica. I'm in Denver for a completely different reason. I'm at a reproductive clinic. Now, don't
surprise,
overreact.
Surprise.
They do abortions. But they say I have options. It's kind of like a safe house. Anyway, Chloe, I really need to talk. Please get back to me if you're still alive. Please.
Here, look. She gives an email address at the clinic after that. I'm not sure it's safe, but let's...
Just tell her I'm fine and ask her to give me your phone number, okay?
Okay. I'm already typing.
There are some issues His Excellency has asked me to brief you
Stop
on.
Stop calling him that. That is a religious title.
Pontiff.
What does he have to do with the One World Faith?
Pontiff, I must ask, where would Enigma Babylon be without financing from the global community?
I could ask the reverse. People need something to believe in. They need faith. Have you seen what's happening on the internet? I must compete with that rabbi who blasphemed his own religion.
We are aware of Ben Judah's rantings.
I have a request here for increased financial support from the global community.
His Excellency was afraid
of that.
Would
you stop calling him Excellency?
Pontiff, allow me to tell you a personal story.
Heard enough?
Unbelievable.
They all deserve each other.
It looks like one of them's on the horn for you there, right?
Thanks. This is the captain.
When convenient, Captain Steele, I would appreciate a moment.
Is now a good time?
Yes. Come to the rear of the plane, please.
I hate to cater, but I'd just as soon get it out of the way. Is something wrong?
His Excellency has asked me to approach you on a delicate matter. It is embarrassing to fail to produce Rabbi Tzion ben Judah, for his followers, of course.
Of course.
When you tell us you do not know where Ben Judah is, we take this at face value. The question then becomes, do you have access to someone who does know where he is?
Why?
His Excellency is prepared to personally ensure the rabbi's safety.
So why not put that word out? See if Ben Judah comes to you?
Let's not play games. We know your son-in-law helped the rabbi escape.
Dr. Rosenzweig's opinion is based on...
We have more sources than that.
Well, those close to the situation know the truth, Leon. Carpathia's claim about helping Ben Judah is pure rubbish.
You may be right. I do not have personal knowledge of that situation.
Leon, you know every detail of everything that goes on.
Regardless, His Excellency has authorized me to ask what you require in order to grant him this favor.
And the favor is?
The delivery of Tzion ben Judah.
To?
Israel.
What are you going to do, ferry him back on the Condor with all the ambassadors?
Of course not. But as long as we are going to be in that region, it only makes sense that we take care of it now.
Assuming Tzion ben Judah is there.
We believe if we can locate Cameron Williams, we will have located Tzion ben Judah.
Then you know more than I do.
There is one more thing.
Let me guess. Hattie.
Yes. It is important to His Excellency that the relationship be severed gracefully.
Despite what he said to the world?
Actually, I said it. He did not sanction that.
You're acting on your own now. I find that hard to believe.
Believe what you wish. His Excellency is determined not to be embarrassed by Miss Durham.
So you want me to do what? Tell her to behave?
Frankly, Captain, you would not be overstating it to inform her that accidents happen.
Accidents?
I'm sure we understand each other. And in the end, His Excellency would only gain sympathy.
Let me get this straight. You want me to tell Hattie Durham to keep her mouth shut or you'll kill her.
Very good, Captain Steele. Finally, we are communicating.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book Soul Harvest by Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins, and has been adapted for radio by Chris Fabry, with music by Steve Wick, directed and produced by Todd Busteen. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.